deep fried butter, deep fried Oreos, plunked on a stick, dipped in hot oil, and turned into a calorie-exploding, hard-to-resist treat at summer state fairs. Iowa's state fair opens today. More than a million people are expected to attend. And as NPR's Don Gagne reports, it's also a campaign stop for politicians.
There's a good chance you're aware of the Iowa State Fair's famous butter cow, a life-size cow sculpted out of butter. But in 1952, the fair featured a couple of other butter sculptures of that year's presidential candidates, Dwight D. Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson. It's just another example of the sometimes unusual but very close relationship between politicians and the fair. And it's only gotten deeper over the decades.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you all. Isn't it great to be at the Iowa State Fair?
That was candidate Newt Gingrich 4 years ago, speaking from the small outdoor stage known as the Soapbox, which is sponsored each year at the fair by the Des Moines Register newspaper. Bales of straw decorate the stage. Candidate after candidate passes through here. Big names like Hillary Clinton back in 2007.
People kept saying, well, you know, you got to come to the very best fair, and that's the Iowa State Fair. Is that right?
And there are some you've either forgotten or never even heard of. Remember the presidential campaign of Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter in 2011?
I'm very excited today because after I'm done, I'll have the opportunity to see the 100th butter cow. Coming from Detroit, that's not an opportunity we get every day.
O.K. Henderson has covered candidates at the fair for Radio Iowa for more than 25 years. She says the first test comes at the main gate.
Try to have money in your pocket because they will not let a candidate in the fair for free.
And she says candidates shouldn't forget the three F's.
You have to pay attention to the food, you have to pay attention to the fashion, and you have to avoid a faux pas.
On the surface, a campaign stop at the Iowa State Fair seems simple enough, but it doesn't always work out that way. There's the now legendary story of GOP hopeful Fred Thompson wearing expensive Gucci loafers to the fair 8 years ago. For the record, Thompson denies they were Gucci. And then there's Mitt Romney's experience that same year. He was at a booth flipping pork chops, cooking over a giant pit. But he flipped one too high and it landed on the ground. But the big groan from the crowd came when he picked it up and put it back on the grill. 4 years later, Romney was running again, and again another awkward moment. He encountered vocal hecklers at the Soapbox.
You came here to listen to the people.
No, I came here to speak, and he'll get to ask a question. Hold on a second, I'll let you speak.
It went back and forth like that for some minutes until Romney uttered this line.
Corporations are people, my friend. Of course they are. So
Romney backers cheered, the hecklers jeered.
Whose pockets? People's pockets.
But it was a line Romney's opponents would use against him all year. So it's state fair time in Iowa again, and all that means. Blue Ribbon Livestock.
All right, give 10, 15, 9, 10, 11, 15, now 20.
The giant Ferris wheel, hog calling contest. And candidates on the stump and touring the grounds, meeting voters from every corner of the state and trying not to step in it. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.
And we should say Don has spent a lot of time at Iowa State Fairs.
Yeah, in the last election, he even showed up in our colleague Debbie Elliott's piece.
I didn't see Mitt Romney in the line, but I did recognize someone.
Wow. There is a stick of butter in there. You see that?
Yep. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne, a veteran of Iowa politics and concoctions at the state fair.
It's not bad. Very cinnamony. Tastes like a cinnamon pastry. Well, now the butter is cold. And I just ate like a teaspoonful of kind of raw cold butter.
So there must be a political lesson here.
You can go too far with an idea.
Yeah, raw cold butter. Our colleagues covering the Iowa State Fair then and now.